Audio services provided by Planet Chiropractic. www.planetchiropractic.com.
She calls herself Coach Sean because she's taken what she started off with, the success of her practice, the success of how to interact with human beings and get them inspired about chiropractic, and she's taken that into the field of coaching those of us that want to be coached into a better way of running our practices. There's one thing that Sean said in her introductions that I think is absolutely incredible, and she says, it is the uninhibited that get intention. And there's one thing we know about this lady, there's no inhibitions in Sean Powers!
For good and a force for God and a force for chiropractic, to be a leader and a warrior, to tell the truth even when it's uncomfortable, because most times it will be uncomfortable, but it's absolutely necessary that you make that commitment. Everybody on this planet, including our guest here, is wanting a more favorable future. That's all that anybody wants. Everybody really just wants a more favorable future, right? That's why we're here this weekend, right? We want more out of our lives, more out of our practices, more out of our relationships. We want to be connected. That's what all of our patients want. They want a more favorable future. That's what our CAs wants, our team. That's what the world at large wants, is a more favorable future. Who better than us to give it to them? Who better? Nobody else. It's chiropractic, I believe, that will lead the world into looking and understanding the principles of above, down, inside out. Practice is so incredibly easy when you teach your patients to understand, to be able to make a decision based on knowledge and nothing else. Nothing else. So I want you to understand that, first of all, you have to get the concept that you are the one that will determine the focus of your life, the focus of your practice, and the direction of chiropractic. True or false? So do you believe that there's something that you can do, say, or think today that could make your life, your relationships, your practice worse? Yeah, true. And do you believe, on the other hand, that there's something that you can do, say, think, or be today, in the next week, in the next year, in the next decade, that could make your life, your practice, your relationships, the future, and the world at large better? Of course. So who's it up to? You. So, all right, we're in agreement. No matter what's going on in your practice right now, no matter what's going on in your relationships, no matter what's going on in any aspect of your life, you can either make it better or you can make it worse. So, everybody raise your right hand and say, I commit,
to
making it better.
Make it better.
See, there's two keys to success in your life and in your practice. Number one is making a decision. Just make a decision. What did Drew tell us about it? Every day is a miracle. Everything about every day is a miracle. We have a rule in our house, and it says that every day above ground is a great day. So no matter what's happening, it's great, isn't it? Because we're awake, alive, we're not buried, we're not dead, we're not burnt. We are alive. Every day above ground is a great day. Some of us make our rules challenging to make our lives great and to look at our miracles. And it's really up to you. So there's two keys to being successful. Number one, make a decision. And number two, be consistent. Consistent in your actions that will create the reality that you want based off of that decision that you've made. Now, most of you know about me in terms of my love to party and my love to celebrate.
Woo!
And here's the deal. Whatever you celebrate, you activate. Now, what are you afraid of, a little confetti? When I see people be afraid, they get extra. You see, life is a party. Let's have some fun, you know? Stop goofing off. The very second speaking engagement I ever did, I think, was at New Beginnings. And I threw my confetti, and I played my songs, and I did my dance. And guess what? 7, 8, 9 years later, welcome to the profession. It will fill your life with great stuff. This is the turning point of your life. So, whatever you celebrate, you activate. Where in your life are you holding back? Where in your life are you not partying? Where are you not loosening up and having some fun? You guys are too darn serious in your life. Let me tell you a story. Some of you might already heard this, but like my mother says, you can listen to it again. She's 84, she can tell the same stories over and over again. As far back as I can remember, I wanted to help people. That's all I ever wanted to do, just help people. And so I went to nursing school because I was really wanting to get married. I'd been engaged about 3 different times, but finally, I was serious. I was really gonna get married this time. But I said, I'll go and try nursing school first before I get married, because my mom really wanted somebody to graduate from college out of 10 children. So I like to please people, so I thought, I'll go, I'll be the one that graduates. Well, I went to nursing college, and I did graduate. I worked in intensive care, because that's where people were the sickest, that's where it was the most serious, that's where people needed the most help. And I love to be really in charge of things. And at one time in my life, you could even say I had a control issue. But what I learned, and I'm sure there are some of you who've had that disease, but what I've learned is when you control your world, you'll shrink your world. You shrink your world. But anyway, so I was the charge nurse in intensive care. And somebody called in sick, so I had to work a double shift. And that was an 8-hour shift times 2, 16 hours. In a 12-bed unit in a little tiny hospital in Chicago, I saw 12 people die in 16 hours. 12 people, one right after another, like that, in the most highly technologically advanced place where people think they're going to be saved, right? Where it's going to be okay. Well, they weren't, and they died. So I came home to Dan, who I did marry after I graduated from nursing college, and this is not fun. This is not really what I had in mind, just being there at the end with people. And I know I made a huge impact on a lot of people as they left this world and they graduated and they transitioned, but it wasn't about the business of saving lives. It was just making them more miserable while they kind of petered out and left. So he was in pre-vet, and we had talked about it, and he had considered being a chiropractor because I had gotten chiropractic care while I went to Palmer as a nurse from Palmer students while I was a nurse at Davenport, Iowa at Marycrest College. And I said, I want to do this. I think that's really what I want to do. So we packed up, went off to school together, where the divorce rate was 90%. Talk about commitment. This August we'll be married 22 years, and we've practiced it. And it's all because of me. It's really because I do have the greatest... Dan, stand up. I have the greatest husband. Stand up. I have the greatest husband on the planet. And the second greatest chiropractor in the world. The second greatest chiropractor. Now, you know how Tremendous Jones said that we should have 5 quotes? I have about 5,000 quotes. that I love. And so if you get my emails, sometimes I'll give you a quote, and you know, but some of my quotes tend to get really long. As you can tell, I can be a little verbose because I came from a family of 10, and you had to talk a lot to get heard. But let me share one of my favorite quotes for you. I guess if you were to ask me what I was all about, I do realize from seeing all those people die, from losing my dad at a young age, is that all we have is right now, this moment. And it's time for you to stop holding back. And my job, the reason why I believe I was put on this planet, is to be a cheerleader for every person I come in contact with. To tell you it's possible, you can do that. You can do whatever you want. So I'm going to ask you to, I'm going to pray. My job here today is that when I'm done speaking, you will have transitioned, transformed something in you that you are no longer the same person. Please give that to yourself. Move yourself. Be ready to open up and to change and to transform. So here's one of my favorite quotes. Do not let your fire go out, spark by irreplaceable spark. In the hopeless swamps of the approximate, the not quite, the not yet, the not at all. Do not let the hero in your soul perish in lonely frustration for the life you deserve but have never been able to reach. Check your road and the nature of your battle. The world you desired can be won. It exists. It is real. It is possible. It is yours. That's by Ayn Rand. It is yours. The world, what you want is yours. I guess I had to take some serious look at where we are in our field, and I believe that the way to finally get people to understand the principle of above down, inside out, to make the decision to be chiropractors, to be part of chiropractors, is that we as chiropractors and spouses and CAs, we stop tolerating. We stop tolerating people's inability to understand that. You know how wild Tremendous Jones was up here, kissing everybody, hugging everybody? See, sometimes we're too professional. We hold back just a little bit too much. And it's time for us to stop tolerating that because we are talking about people's lives. BJ said that we are in the processing, what we do can rebuild the thoughts and actions of the world. Write that down if you have a piece of paper. You are in the business of rebuilding the thoughts and actions of the world. And you wanted to think about sticking needles in people. Rebuild the thoughts and actions of the world. That's what releasing a subluxation and allowing the innate potential to work in the body. That's what it is that we do. And nothing short of that. So it doesn't matter if you give an adjustment to somebody for a long time and the baby is formed and there's not a trachea. It's not up to you. It doesn't matter if you make an adjustment and somebody's cancer heals and their blind eyes come back. And we've seen all that, but we've seen people not live and not survive. But we know that every single adjustment, listen to me, every single adjustment is a miracle. Whatever that body needs, it will do, and it's not up to us or anybody else to dictate what is good or what is bad. Now, why should not everybody on the planet have that opportunity? Why not? Tell me. Why not? Because we, as a profession, are inhibited. We are inhibited in our ability to articulate to people. We're inhibited in our ability to put ourselves out there, to let people know. I love to do spinal screenings, and I practiced probably 13 years before I ever did any external marketing. And I had a CA who came on board, and she said, Dr. Sean, I cannot believe this. You guys are people who are so committed to changing the world and helping people through chiropractic, and you don't do spinal screenings? I said, well, you know, we don't need to. We have plenty of new patients always being referred in. And she said, well, it's your moral and ethical responsibility to get out there and tell people about chiropractic. She had cancer, met a chiropractor, got adjusted, her cancer healed. So she had a really strong feeling, and she met that chiropractor at a screening. So her reality was that her life could not have been saved had she not met that chiropractor. So I said, well, Pam, if you want, go ahead and set it up and tell me what to do. So she comes, she goes, I'm so excited. I got a screening set up. We meet her on a Saturday morning at, guess where? A hospital. Hospital grounds. They had had a run, and we were going to be one of the booths. very interesting, huh? First screening at a hospital. We get there, she pushes her, she goes, I'm so excited. I go, okay, I'll buy that. I'm so excited too, because, you know, I'm a cheerleader. I can easily get thrilled about things. And we have lines of 90 and 100 people, and we just, you know, start checking them and putting them in book. And we had families, and when we moved and sold our practice in Colorado, there were like 3 or 4 kids that had come whose parents met and then had babies, and we left our practice leaving, having known so many people through our screenings. And we have people with a tear in their eyes say, it's our lucky day. We met you. We didn't know. Or we went to a chiropractor and, you know, they told me there was nothing they could do for me. I'm a Valley girl too, even though I'm originally from Illinois. But can you believe that? That there are people out there saying, I'm sorry, there's nothing I can do for you. If you're alive, because you know what? Because they're associated to what the results are. What if you're alive, any adjustment's going to make you feel better, right? It doesn't matter if you not feel better, it's going to make you work better. You could feel worse, you could still die, but you're going to die reconnected. Reconnecting, man the spiritual, man the physical, that's what it's all about. Everybody taking a big deep breath. Wiggle your toes. Say, I can do this. See, it takes some energy. Let me read you another one of my favorite quotes by Albert Hubbard. But anyways, if you're not doing screenings or you're afraid to do screenings, you need to stop the inhibited, because people don't know to come to your office, or they want to know who you are. I just stand at my booth, I go like this, and people just come over. I know people go, how do you get all those people at your booth? I go, I just go like this, and they come. And trust me, it works. And then they, you know, if they don't want to come or get checked in office, that's okay, but at least they've had a seed. They've had an opportunity to come to hear us speak, you know, come to our class. It is our job. You know, we don't have the multi-billion-dollar campaign for McDonald's. You know, why does McDonald's still do 3 and 4 and 5 commercials back to back, day after day after day? I mean, obviously they have a huge business, but they think if they stop advertising, people will stop coming. It is time for us to dominate the marketplace. Dominate. And one of the cheapest and easiest ways is to use your mouth by going out and giving talks, having people come to your office for talks, and doing screenings. Stop being inhibited. But here's what I believe the challenge is. Why we're not seeing all the people that we need to see. Why the world is not lined up at our door. Why there's not traffic control cops organizing the traffic to get into our offices. Responsibilities gravitate to the person who can shoulder them. Power flows to the man who knows how, or the woman who knows how. You see, how willing are you to shoulder responsibility? Are you willing to step up? Are you willing to be a leader? Are you willing to defy the odds? Are you willing to be a force for good and a force for God? Are you willing to create? Are you willing to believe rather than doubt? Your shoulders must be huge. You must be willing to be responsible. If you're going to lead and change this world. If you're ready, say I.
I.
Say it like you mean it.
I.
Yes, baby, that's what you need to be. Stop being mediocre. Stop being halfway about your responses. Stop being halfway about your life. Some of you are walking dead. Walking dead. If your life flashed before you, it would look like nothing. You know, come on. It's the life we're talking about. That is why we're here, to help people rebuild the thoughts and actions of the world. So, everybody stand up. Whenever you doubt, because you will, whenever you're afraid, because you will be, I want you to know that all it takes is seeing things in your mind to make it a reality. So everybody just put your fingers straight out like this. You might have to move away from somebody so you don't hurt them. But what we're going to do is we're going to put our fingers straight out, and we're going to turn as far as we can. And measure the point, know where you turned as far as you can without hurting yourself. And when you've got it, everybody just go to neutral, so I know you've got it. Okay, so everybody's got their point memorized? Okay, come back to me now. Drop your arms. Put a little smile on your face. All right, close your eyes for a minute. In your mind's eye. I want you to see you're putting your finger right back up, but don't do it now. Just in your mind's eye. Just in your mind's eye. See your finger going straight up. And then see yourself turning. You're turning easy, gently, and you're turning maybe 2 inches more than the last time, maybe 4 inches, maybe half a foot, or for some of us really super achievers, maybe we're going to go for that 2-foot mark. With your eyes still closed, put your arms straight up, turn as far as you can, gently without hurting yourself, and measure the spot on which you have just turned, and open your eyes. Go ahead and sit down. Thank you for participating. You must see it in your eyes. You must see it in your brain. If you want to change this world, if you want everybody on this planet under chiropractic care, if you want people to understand the principles of above, down, inside, out, first, we as a collective whole must see it, and we must stop tolerating that people are talking bad about chiropractic and calling chiropractic something that it is not. We must make a decision. So when you're afraid, which you will be, and faith is your shield, fear is not good, but you will be afraid. And when you're doubting, and when you're unsure, when somebody's rejected you, because they will, and that's okay. You know, see, you have to be willing to sell the principle to an indifferent world. They don't care. I mean, you know, everybody on this planet knows that they should eat more fruits and vegetables. Everybody on this planet knows if they want to keep their teeth for a long time, they should floss every day. Everybody knows that it's probably safer to wear your seatbelt in most instances than not. But do they? No, they don't. They don't eat the fruits and vegetables like they should. They don't floss every day, not every person. They don't wear their seatbelts all the time. I see kids on laps in cars sometimes. Kids out of those car seats. It's horrendous. So you see, get over thinking you have to prove it scientifically, and we have to have this huge body of research, because you are preaching to an indifferent world. But what will get people is the connection. That's what chiropractic is. It's our head, our heart, and our hands. And when we connect with people and we teach them how to think from above, down, inside, out, so that they can make the best decision, and that they understand that every adjustment is a miracle, it will enhance your performance in some way. We don't know what it is. We don't know if that will make you feel better. We don't know if that will cure what you will have, but we do know that your potential is better. That's what people need to know. So BJ said in one of his books a long time ago that we will rebuild the thoughts and actions of the world by the things that we do. Are you willing to do that?
Yes.
Everybody taking a big deep breath? Are you willing to do that?
Yes!
God, please be responsive, a whole 100%. This is your life and your practice and these people's lives. I passed out a little sheet on winners and losers. And you know who didn't get it? The people who are in the back. Because we ran out. So if some of you back row people want to come on up, let's talk about this. This is from an NBA general manager and vice president, Pat Williams. When a winner makes a mistake, he says, "I was wrong." When a loser makes a mistake, he says, "It wasn't my fault." Have you ever caught yourself doing that? I know, once or twice, I go, "It's not my fault." I know sometimes I was wrong. Be willing to admit that. A winner works harder than a loser and has more time. A loser is always too busy to do what is necessary. One of my favorite statements is that you always have enough time, energy, and money for things you think are important. The thing that I hate to hear the most is, "I don't have enough time. I'm so busy." If you have that challenge, and I know that there are some people in this room that do, and sometimes I have it, because we slip, right? We check, we fix it. If you find yourself doing that, analyze your priorities. Analyze where your time is going. Do like, you know, the whole 164 hours of the week, you know, what you're doing, subtract it. See where your time is going. But a winner will always have enough time and enough energy, because a loser's too busy to do what's necessary. What did Tremendous Joan tell us? That successful people, they do what they don't like to do, but they know that it's absolutely necessary. Get over the idea that you think it's always going to be easy and it's always going to be comfortable. Now, I'm not a big believer in sacrifice. I'm a believer in willingness. See, when people used to say to me, "You have to sacrifice to get what you want." You know, I was born and raised Catholic. I never went to a public school till I got my degree from Palmer. I have a bachelor's degree from a Catholic school. You know, I had so much Catholic, that whole idea of sacrifice, it just doesn't ring true for me. But willingness. Am I willing to do whatever it takes? So please, check your willingness level. How willing are you to shoulder the responsibility, to tell the story, to tell the truth even when it doesn't feel comfortable, to be more than you thought you ever could be? How willing are you? If you're willing, say I.
I.
Don't give me no mandy-pandy eyes. How willing are you?
I.
Yes, you are willing. A winner goes through a problem. A loser goes around it and never gets past it. How many of you got beards on your goals? They're gray, they're long-haired. It's the same thing. You keep saying, I'm going to get this, I'm going to do this. You know what? You can't just keep doing the same thing over and over and expect different results. Stop repeating your problems. Realize that you're not learning some lessons and say, I'm going to go through it this time. I'm going to learn the lesson I need to do and I'm going to get where I want to be. Are you with me?
Yeah.
It's your life. You need to be a winner, a leader, a chiropractic warrior. A winner makes commitments. A loser makes promises. Commitments are cutting off from any other possibility. You see, some of us are wishing for a thing. We're wishing that our life would be better. We're wishing we had more new patients. We wish that people would understand chiropractic. It is time for you to make a commitment that you're going to do whatever it takes to be the best master communicator you could ever be, to be a magnet that people want to be by. When people see Dan and I out, they'll say, I have people particularly call us before they're getting married. And they want to know, how did we do it? What did we do to make that marriage work, to have worked together for so many years? You see, commitment in all areas of your life will attract people to you. So you must make a commitment and stop BSing yourself. Most of us will keep our commitments to other people better than we'll keep them to ourselves. It's criminal. Criminal. Commit to yourself. And then you can commit to other people and make a huge, huge difference on this planet. A winner says, I'm good, but not as good as I ought to be. A loser says, I'm not as bad as a lot of people. Now, I don't know about you, but I have heard the stories of comparisons. Stop comparing yourself to anybody else. Promise me that you, as of today, you will never compare yourself to anybody else, but you will compare yourself to you. What are you doing? Are you doing the best you can today? Was it great? Or is there something that could have been a little bit better? Or is that all you have right now? Stop holding back. You get it? I mean, you could be dead tomorrow. Don't wait. Don't save it up. Go for it today. A winner listens. A loser just waits until it's his turn to talk. Listen. You can learn so much by listening. Where should you listen first? In here. Trust you. How many times have you listened to your inner voice and you ignored it? And then what happened? Not so good results. Listen first to yourself. And then listen elsewhere. What a better place to be than to listen to all these fabulous people this weekend. Just a phenomenal place to be. I'm really glad to be back here. A winner respects those who are superior to him and tries to learn something from them. A loser resents those who are superior to him and tries to find chinks in their armor. Do you understand what I'm saying? There will always be somebody better at whatever you are right now. There will always be somebody smarter. There will always be somebody richer. There will always be somebody thinner. There will always be somebody fatter. You know, wherever you're comparing yourself, just realize that you can learn from other people. Find out who's the best at what you want to be and take counsel from them. Don't take counsel from people who do not have it going on in the area you need some help with. If they haven't mastered it yet, don't get that counseling from them. So find out who you can talk to and find out what you can learn from them. A winner feels responsible for more than his job. A loser says, I only work here. You see, some of you think you're in the business of pushing paper. Some of you think you're in the business of insurance. Some of you think you're in the business of correcting spines. Some of you think you're in the business of correcting subluxation. Some of you are in the pain relief business. What you're in the business of, this is not a job. This is rebuilding the thoughts and actions of the world. The thoughts and actions of the world. Did you ever imagine years ago, or however many years for me, it was many, many years ago when I graduated from school, coming up on almost 20 years, that I'd be in the business of rebuilding the thoughts and actions of the world? It's a noble profession. Please step up, lead it, Support it. Be it. Be the best at it. A winner says there ought to be a better way to do it. A loser says that's the way it's always been done here. You see, I believe that we need to say, what else can we do right now? How else can we get this information across to people? How can we stop tolerating that people are not getting chiropractic care? See, it's time for Sam no longer willing to accept that. I believe that people have the right to choose to do whatever they want, but not if they don't have the basis and the knowledge to make an understanding and to make a reasonable decision. Have you ever heard a patient say, well, you know, I'm listening to my body. Yeah. Well, their body's so screwed up, how do they know what it's saying? It's telling them the wrong thing half the time. So teach your patients and help them understand that. Please, as a profession, make a decision today that you're going to do something so different than you ever thought possible. That it is going to be within our time that people will change. In the province of the mind, what one believes to be true comes true. In the province of the mind, there are no limits. Your beliefs are a hinge on which the door of your future swings. Your beliefs are everything, creating your reality, whatever that might be. It is up to you to decide, what are you going to believe? What is your future going to be? I gave a seminar at the end of February in Dallas, and I like people to really vision greatness in their life. And for some people, they feel like there's some inhibition in their ability to be great because sometimes they have financial challenges. Can't even say the word, financial challenges. So, it's out of my reality. Here's the deal. I said, if you won a $10 million lottery, what would you do? Just write down three things I told these people. Write down what you would do. Then, as I went on to speak, I said, you know what? You really already won the lottery. You're a chiropractor, or you work for a chiropractor, or you're the spouse of a chiropractor. It is the lottery. And if you want these three things or do these three things, you create that by serving more people, right? We always get what we want by serving others. Well, 4 days after that seminar, I got a call from a CA who said that she won $349,000. Because at the seminar, she wrote that down. She went and she put $3 in a slot machine somewhere. And she said, had I won that money before I'd been to the seminar, I would have quit my job. But now I realize I'm in the business of rebuilding the thoughts and actions of the world. So what I'm going to do is just take all that money and do things with it and put it away and keep taking my salary and keep being in the business of rebuilding the thoughts and actions of the world. So you've won the lottery. Yeah, it's pretty cool, isn't it? We'll give her a hand even though she's not here. You see, our job is to turn people on from the inside out, to make them realize that their beliefs will dictate their reality, and some of them are so, their beliefs are so messed up. We need to help them and direct them and educate them, don't we? So I want you to think about this. If you were to, right now, examine some of your beliefs, there's probably one belief, primary limiting belief that you have, that's holding you back from your greatness. Because as great as you are, and I know I'm in a room full of greatness, but as great as you are, the potential of being even greater is there. Is there somewhere in your life that you have a limiting belief that's holding you back? And if you know it, write it down. If you don't know it, write it down to look at it. For some of you, it might be, I'm too young. Some of you might be too old. Some of you might be that I have limited income. Some of you might be because I've got kids. Some of you, it might be, I'm not smart enough. Some of you might be, it's my town. I don't know what your limiting belief is, but you do. And it's time to get rid of it and to get some empowering beliefs so that you can rise up and serve people. BJ said that he would sell chiropractic, serve chiropractic within the law, outside of the law, if it took him 20 lifetimes to do that. Why did he say 20 lifetimes? Because he knew the work would not be done within his life. And he left us a sacred trust. Now, this is our clock, our kitchen clock. Because we want to consistently be reminded that the time is now. What time is it?
Now!
Now! The time is now! We have to stop holding back! We have to stop being inhibited! It is time for you to rise up! It is time for you to know that you can rebuild the thoughts and actions of the world. all of you, each moment and each step, step by step, moment by moment, day by day, word by word, thought by thought. Hey, Anita, good to see you. You know, you are never alone. Never, ever alone. So you must say, you know what? What time is it?
Now.
And take use of it. So if you could ingrain that belief, if you could take that on into your daily activities, would your life change a little bit? It surely would. Your partner or somebody next to you, give them a high five, say, I can do this. Yeah, baby! Shake your butt a little bit. Shake your butt. Jump up and down a minute. Okay, go ahead and sit back down. Alrighty, so come back to me now. I want to read you something here that I think is really, really important, because I think if we stop tolerating what's going on in people's life, if we stop tolerating that drugs are killing people, if we stop tolerating that they're poisoning our children and that it's okay, and that people think that they have all the answers in drugs and surgery, BJ said, medical drivers have a right to their right side of the yellow divide. Chiropractic drivers also have a right to their right side of the yellow line. The moment any medical man crosses the yellow line into the chiropractic lane, he is in trouble. He is in trouble. Or the moment any chiropractor crosses the yellow line of the medical lane, he too is in trouble. You see, we have crossing lines going on here, and it is time for us to stop tolerating it. It is time for us to be quiet and be accepting and etc. It's time. You know what? If you're a chiropractor, what are you?
Chiropractor.
You're a chiropractor. And what does that mean? It means one thing. It doesn't mean many things. It means releasing that innate potential to reconnecting man the spiritual by man the physical. Drivers on highways are like chiropractors who must realize they are consistently, legislatively, legally, and professionally safe as long as they stay on their right side of their yellow line. In those ways only can they be assured that they will reach chiropractic objectives and secure a safe destination. See, we were left a sacred trust, and some of us are violating it. It's time for us to rise up. I want you to find yourself. Do you know who you are? What you're here for? What your purpose is? What you're going to do with it? Do you know what buildings will be named after you? Do you know what streets will have your name on it because the legacy you have lived? Do you know what shows, like will you be a feature on A&E or the History Channel? Will your name be known throughout the world because of your contributions? See, you are great. It is time for you to find yourself and to work at expressing who you are and doing it through the principles of Above, Down, Inside Out and sharing the message of chiropractic to rebuild the thoughts and actions of the world. Find yourself. This is also from BJ. All of us are too prone to take for granted as an everyday necessity these past discoveries, now that they are magnanimous blessings. He's talking about things that have happened in the past. We are prone to overlook the dreams and aspirations, inspirations and perspirations of each beaver in his day. We forget the struggles, heartaches, sufferings, trials, and tribulations each had to fight through to secure recognition, to idolize their ideals, to fight down opposition, ridicule, trauma. Little do we recall their struggles to overcome the passions and prejudices of masses who opposed. History has much to thank each of them for their persistence to stay put when all often seemed lost, when they felt discouraged and wondered if the struggle was worthwhile. History has profited by their persistence to stay put when all often seemed lost. Let us not limit these greater things to come. I'm talking about you, about the vision of chiropractic, about the vision of Above, Down, Inside Out, about the vision of articulating it to the masses. Let us not limit these greater things to come. Let us have the distant vision of the eagle. Heed our ways with forward outlook, and perhaps let the uninformed majority fall by the wayside. But let us move forward and upward, unafraid. Place our trust in the higher power above. See, you must be brave. You must have a compelling reason for what it is that you do. And for me, my compelling reason is BJ is one of them, but before BJ was my family. See that little girl in the front with her mouth open? That'd be me. I've been talking for ever since I was born. Well, this picture was taken, and my dad, who's holding my little brother baby, my little baby brother right there, he died right after that. He had had a medical exam 3 days before he died. He was told he was a perfect specimen of a man. He'd probably outlive all seven of his children. He'd probably live to be like his grandma, to be 100 years old. 3 days later, he was dead. Not from a train wreck or a car wreck or anything like that. He was dead from heart disease. 40% of the people who die from heart disease, their very first fatal sign, or their very first warning sign, is a fatal heart attack. They're dead. So my dad never got to see me in the flesh. I know he sees me from above, but he never saw me in the flesh. I never got to know him as I grew up. He never got to meet my most awesome husband. Never got to see my field, what chiropractic is about, because nobody ever told him. And so he died. So for me, that's my compelling reason, so that people's history is not starved. BJ said the inhibited person starves history. You see, somebody knew about chiropractic, probably maybe one of their friends, and nobody ever told them he should be checked. People's families are taken from them, employers are taken because they're sick and suffering because nobody ever tells them. Please stop being inhibited. Be willing to rise up, stand up, to set yourself free, to not be attached to the results, to know that every single adjustment is a miracle, and that you are just the deliverer of the message of above, down, inside, out. So discover, what is your compelling reason? What will get you up early and keep you up late? Which will burn that fire inside of you and make you want to jump up and down with excitement over your life? Find out what it is and use it to fuel your fire. I would rather die than not be able to talk about chiropractic. I'd rather die than not get my checkup once a week for whether or not I'm so excited. Shoot me right now if you want to put tape over my mouth and never let me speak the words again of above, down, inside, out. What is your compelling reason? It's up to you to discover that, to find yourself so that you can be a warrior and you can be a leader. Years ago, Dan and I started a warriors group, a philosophy group in Colorado, and we since brought it into Austin. And it was about the second year of our meeting, and a friend of ours gave us this poster. Chiropractic warriors were a little different. And we don't usually wear war paint. Well, except for maybe on those full moon months of the meeting. No, I'm just joking. But we are different. We are different. We understand things differently than other people. We have a higher level of commitment and connection to above, down, inside, out, to being reconnected. Are you a warrior? Are you willing to do what it takes? See, warriors have a specific code of conduct, and I'm going to share with you what I call my chiropractic warrior code of conduct. I hold myself to the highest standard. If I don't have high standards, who will? If I'm wishy-washy, flippy-floppy, if I'm not taking care of you just like I would my mother or my father, or tell you the truth, what would that be like? I hold myself to the highest standard. Everybody taking a big deep breath. We'll get your toes in a minute. Research shows when you breathe, when you're taking tests, your scores go up. So I ask you to breathe so that you can hear more and learn more and take in more. I am principle-based. I am relentless in my pursuit of mastering the science, art, and philosophy of chiropractic. It is a dangerous thing when you think you know it all. See, philosophy is the study of truth, and it's constant, and it changes, and you look at it, and you're constantly reviewing, where are you and where is it? Constantly studying, be relentless. I am guided by a higher power. A higher power guides me. I am fueled by faith. I consistently conquer my fears, because fears will always be there, won't they? But faith is our shield. I am a master communicator. Work consistently on your ability to articulate, chiropractic, communicate, and be connected to people. I live my life expecting, receiving, and giving love, joy, and abundance. You see, you can only get what you're willing to give. BJ said that giving and receiving are one continuous motion. See, most of us want to give, 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 and we're not ready to receive. Everybody put your arms up in the air. Say, I'm ready to receive.
I'm ready to receive.
Say it again.
I'm ready to receive.
See, now you can give more when you're ready to receive. I am gracious, generous, and kind. I am decisive and action-oriented, no matter what. Where will you decide not to be inhibited anymore? The inhibited person starves history. The uninhibited make history. Decide what buildings will be named after you. Decide where the streets will be named after you. Decide the legacy that you will leave. I love to go, especially love to speak to students. I live now closer to one of the chiropractic colleges who definitely need principal coming into their school. You know, I went in there the other day, the kids didn't even know what the 33 principles were. Went into the bookstore, there was no philosophy books. Talked right into the president's office and said, "Excuse me, we need some help here." Stop holding back. Be willing to tell the truth. Be willing to set yourself free so that you can set others free. Everybody stand up and join hands. Repeat after me. Now.
Now.
I am the voice.
I am the voice.
I will lead, not follow.
I will lead, not follow.
I will create, not destroy.
I will create, not destroy.
I will believe, not doubt.
I will believe, not doubt.
I am a force for good.
I am a force for good.
I am a force for God.
I am a force for God.
I am a force for chiropractic.
I am a force for chiropractic.
I will defy the odds.
I will defy the odds.
I will set a new standard.
I will set a new standard.
I will step up.
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 I love and appreciate you guys because you are the team that I do.
John Powers.
Audio services provided by Planet Chiropractic. www.planetchiropractic.com